It Takes Two, Amy Eiler, J.J. Gordon. Now, you might think we get four seasons up here in the Fargo-Moorhead area, but we actually, there's a fifth season.
Is there?
There's a fifth season, and it's my favorite season of all.
Do tell.
Farmer's Market season. It is the best time of the year. We get some amazing produce and amazing food by people in our local area.
You're replacing construction season with
farmers.
Yep. I like that.
They tend to coincide.
Yep,
that's for sure.
I didn't know if you were just making a full swap on construction season or if you were adding.
I feel like people like farmer's market season more than they like construction season.
I think that that's perfect.
So no matter which way you find yourself through the cone zone, you can find yourself. In Fargo-Moorhead, we have got all these great opportunities for farmers markets. Some people like to drive down to the lakes area, and there's a roadside stand that they love. Or maybe you don't want to go all the way to the lakes area. Maybe you want to stay here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Well, we've got Trevor Magnuson on. He's with the Moorhead Parks. He's the recreation coordinator. And since early June, Trevor, you guys have been rocking out a farmers market in the Moorhead Ace parking lot.
Yeah, that's right. We started back on June 2nd, every Tuesday from 3:30 to 6:30, and yeah, we have a good amount of vendors that have been coming out there setting up. While we're there, we're practicing social distancing guidelines. But July here is when we'll start to actually get a few more of our produce vendors, and we hope to kind of have weather like this for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, so that is today, Tuesdays from 3:30 to 6:30, Moorhead Ace Hardware parking lot. Tell us about how many vendors and how is it set up? And I know you said you're going to see more produce starting this week.
Yeah, so usually so far we've had about 8 to 10 vendors coming out, and then I know a few of our produce vendors that have been there in years past have talked about coming in early July once their products do get ready. But we just kind of get a portion of the Ace parking lot blocked off for our vendors, roped off to keep kind of traffic moving in and out safely without kind of interfering with the customers while they're shopping. But number of other fun things going on while we're there too. We do offer the SNAP program and those benefits for people to get help with buying, fresh produce and groceries at the market. And we work with a program that actually offers if they purchase $10 worth of SNAP benefits there, we'll actually match that up to $10. So essentially they're going home with $20 worth of fresh produce. And then we also are, this year we implemented a new program called the Power of Produce, which is designed to get kids out to farmers markets and shopping a little bit for those fresh fruits and vegetables on their own and getting them involved a little bit in that decision process and what they want for dinner, I guess.
Well, and of course they can pick strawberries if they want to get strawberries, or maybe you got a kid who loves snap peas. Can you tell us a little bit about how the Power of Produce program works?
Yeah, so that's for kids ages 4 through 12. And we do offer registration just on site, and that's pretty neat. What happens is basically you come, you sign up, and we give each week if you're signed up for the program, you get $2 free to spend with one of our vendors. And it's limited to the, fresh fruits, vegetables, plants, those more of those produce items that will promote that healthy eating lifestyle.
Well, that's kind of awesome. And then, of course, like you said, they get to go and shop with mom and dad or grandma and grandpa. I understand one unique part about the farmer's market over there, too, is there's some already made meals and food that people can pick up. I'm thinking some people have told me how amazing Deb Jenkins' booth is over at the
mm-hmm.
farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a fun thing. So if I don't want to cook dinner tonight, I could actually go pick something up.
Yeah, there's certainly options there. As you said, Deb from Deb's Corner's got some like sandwiches and pita stuff. And I know we have our Krebs Family Farm that does, some really nice breads if you want something sweet like that. And a number of them have jellies, jams, salsas, all kinds of things. And then, other just items to, if you are wanting to cook, it's a good way to just get some fresh things from those local vendors as well.
Trevor, if someone is listening and maybe they'd like their shot at having a booth at the farmer's market, is there still any room in Moorhead?
Yeah, you know, we do have some space available. They'd certainly be open to kind of seeing if it's a fit. And, you know, we want to make sure that the vendors that are out there kind of fit our guidelines or will kind of abide by everything that we're practicing as far as social distancing goes. But, yeah, we're open to always taking more vendors, and they can give me a call at the office, and it's that, I mean, I can share that number or I don't know, however,
yeah, dude,
to do it.
Give it a shout out.
Yeah, so the number to call at the office is 218-299-5296.
And then Trevor, just before we let you go here too, we're talking about the Moorhead Farmers Market from 3:30 to 6:30 on Tuesdays at the Moorhead Ace. It's hard to miss it, especially with all those great booths out there. This has been a kind of a passion project, and it's been going on since early June. How long do you guys intend to go?
We'll be going every Tuesday up until the end of September. So I think that last one is September 29th. Will be our last date. So we still plenty of time for people to come out and shop.
Great. Fantastic. Trevor Magnuson, he's with the Moorhead Park District. He's the recreation coordinator. Thank you so much for your time, Trevor, and we'll see you out at the farmer's market.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys for having me. Take care.
We'll tell you as the week goes on, we'll tell you about more of the farmer's markets that are just ahead here. This weekend, the Red River Farmer's Market is going to be opening up. Be listening on Friday. That will be our Foodie Friday segment. We'll tell you all about what to expect at the Red River Market. And then, of course, West Acres is open as well. So you've got a lot of options.
So many great places to go get fresh veg.